Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. It's very popular here in Madison, and everyone brings it up. Hey, what happened to this date? What happened to that date? It's Second Date Update.
Absolutely. You get that first date with the woman or man of your dreams, and then you go on that date, and the woman of your man or your dreams has something they're hiding from you, and for that reason alone, things don't work out for a second date, so we're here to mend that bridge for you.
Absolutely. And this morning, we've got our boy Jake on the phone. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm all right. How about you guys?
Hey, we're good.
We're good, honey. So tell us what's going on. You went out on a date with a girl named Shelly?
I did, yeah. We just sort of bumped into each other on just like a night out on the town. I was out with friends and she was too. And, you know, we got to talking and I had to leave. So I asked her like, hey, you want to get together next Friday night? And she said yes, which was great.
Right.
And we agreed to meet at the four-quartered tavern, or four-quartered bar, rather. And it was going to be 8 o'clock, and, like, I'm always a pretty punctual person, but, you know, with, like, the flooding and the roads closing,
yeah.
I couldn't get there on time. Like, four-quarter is not close to where I live.
Right.
It's not a super convenient place to begin with. But then, you know, with the roads being closed, I was, like, half an hour late.
Oh, that's what happens.
I think that's totally reasonable. Everybody's late when you can't drive around.
Yeah.
And as soon as I showed up, she saw me and just launches into this tirade, like, how could you keep me waiting? You clearly don't care about me or this date. And this is just, you know, like, how could you, you know, blow me off like this?
No.
And then she just leaves, just like walks out.
No.
I couldn't get in the word to say, like, hey, I was up to my, you know, rearview mirror in water. So, like, what do you want me to do?
Interesting. So, I don't know. Maybe she's living under a rock if she's not aware how bad we got.
I was going to say, the whole east side's like,
oh my gosh,
for the most part. So
yeah.
There's that.
And where I live, we can't even get out of our town. So, that's unfortunate. So, it literally was done then. Does she literally just get up and leave?
Pretty much, yeah. And like, I got in like a sec. Like, I'm sorry, the roads were backed up, and she's like, "Oh, well, you should account for traffic," you know. But
which
is true. You should account for traffic,
sure.
But for like acts of God.
Yeah,
that's definitely true. So you never got a chance to explain to her like anything.
Yeah, not really.
Okay. Well, how long has it been since the last time you texted each other?
I tried to keep explaining through text, and she wasn't having it, so it's been about 2 or 3 days.
Gotcha. Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see if we could help you explain it to her over the phone. How's that sound, man?
Sounds good, yeah.
Are you ready, my man?
Ready as I'm going to be, I suppose.
All right. Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelly?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Shelly. This is Krista and Shady calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're calling you because of the horrible road restrictions that we have here due to the flooding.
What up, Buttercup?
Okay.
You remember Jake? Lovely guy that you, Jake, you guys were going to meet.
She's all confused.
You guys were going to meet at the four-quarter the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jake never said that he got a chance to explain things to you because you kind of just told him off when he got there. But Jake wanted to let you know that the reason why he was so late to the date is because of all the flooding.
You guys are from the radio?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We're calling on Second Date Update. And like, Shady just said, Jake went out with you. He really liked you, but you weren't having it because he showed up late on your date. But of course, you know that the road, you know, construction is horrible and the floodings have closed a lot of town.
Which is why I accounted for traffic and I got there
at
one time.
Oh, look at that. She already is on top of it. So you're kind of mad that he didn't think about it a little bit further through and left a little bit. So you're just frustrated.
He was a half an hour late.
Yeah,
I understand that there was flooding. I went through the same thing to get there.
Yeah.
And I was there on time. I was actually there 5 minutes early.
Wow.
Look at you, girl. Way to go.
Well, what about the commitment, though, that he, you know, he wound up ending, you know, he got there. He was soaked from head to toe just to go on this date with you.
But he was late.
Oh, yeah. But
come on, Jake, you were late.
You didn't even give him a chance.
I was late, but, you know, I made it. It would have been so easy to say, hey, like, the roads aren't really passable. Can we push this a couple of days? And, like, I was trying my best. Like, you can only do so much against the, you know, the flooding.
I'm really sorry. In this instance, your best was not good enough.
Oh my
gosh.
And
I cannot believe that you called
Brady. Well, I mean, that's pretty cut and dry. If the best isn't good enough, there's not much more I can offer to you.
I mean, that really...
That's why I haven't been responding to you.
Oh.
Ow. Well,
dang,
yeah,
Shelly.
That's cold.
I think we can probably assume that you don't want to go on another date with Jake.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no, please don't call me again.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, Jake, just letting you know, there's lovely ladies in Madison who probably understand that, you know, flooding takes a little bit more time, and you sound like a nice guy. So just keep on pushing, man. Shelly, I don't know what's wrong with you, girl. She there?
Oh no, she gone.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh. She there. She mad at us.
You see what it's like then.